The plan is what's known as a circuit breaker. Those who are deemed to be paying too much in taxes relative to their income will get a tax credit of up to $2,000, though the governor's office says the average rebate will be around $950. The program would be offered to lower-income people as well as the majority of the middle class, with an income limit set at $250,000 a year. Cuomo spoke on Long Island, where property taxes are among the highest in the nation.
Downstate, in absolute dollars, you have the highest tax counties in the United States.
But he says upstate, where homes are worth less and incomes are lower, some pay proportionately even more. The proposal immediately drew criticism. E.J. McMahon, with the fiscally conservative think tank the Empire Center, says the tax credit amounts to a subsidy, and it provides no incentive for localities and schools to cut expenses to bring their tax rates down.
If you are subsidizing more of the tax bill, you're creating a disincentive for them to hold down taxes as they might otherwise do. It's a fairly expensive way, from a state budget standpoint, to basically redistribute some of the property tax burden without actually reducing it.
Cuomo did not say how he would pay for the nearly $1.7 billion program. He'll likely give out those details as part of a joint budget address and State of the State speech on January 21st.